This is our B moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the importance of rising above the issues of our day. And during this Lent season, we've talked about various ways to be in deeper communion with God. And recently, I had an experience that reminded me of just that. So last week, I drove to the grocery store, and just as I turned down the aisle in search of a parking spot, my car stopped. It died on me in the middle of the aisle. And as the cars were beginning to pile up behind me, I threw my flashers on and began to wave my hand for cars to go around me. But just a few moments later, a man walked up and offered to push my car into a parking spot. After he pushed me, I jumped out of the car to thank him, and I said, "Only God sent you my way so quickly." He smiled and said, "You likely need a jump, so I'll just pull my truck around." But as the man walked away, this woman who was standing nearby said a few words to me that I'll never forget. She said, "You're right. God probably sent him to you. So take that frantic look off your face. As a follower of Christ, even when you're going through something, you're not supposed to look like it." And then she just politely walked off. She was really saying, go deeper with him and rise above your current issue. And when I turn to the scriptures, this is exactly what Cornelius did. Cornelius was a devout man of God who gave generously to the poor. But because he was a Gentile, the Jews saw him as impure and rejected him. Imagine the conditions Cornelius lived under day in and day out. Yet he was still able to transcend the issues of his day, stay connected to God, and care for his fellow man. So as you transcend your issues, hold on to these words: be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10. Share this B moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, rise above.